It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Mother finds a venomous snake in her three-year-old's underwear drawer.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news.
It's not?
It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Avista Utilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin James.
Hey, Kevin.
And Global Credit Union. It's a Wear Red Friday, fellas. Everybody's wearing red, and we wear red because it's Wear Red Friday. Remember, everyone deployed. And over to you, Kevin.
Thank you, Jay. It Thank is you, news Kevin. Time, and we start with a little lost and found. I have had this problem.
Was it the prescription
times.
Sunglasses from the cruise last night at the end of the cruise?
How did you know about those?
Because somebody asked if I had seen them, and I said, no, I hadn't. And I said, I'll say something on the air about it tomorrow.
Somebody who left them behind.
Yes.
Oh, because at the very end of the night, when we got back to the marina side and we were unloading all the DJ gear and doing all that, the captain leaned over the side and said, hey, do you guys, did any of you leave these glasses behind? And we're like,
did you guys
no?
take them?
No.
Oh, that would have been great.
He goes, they're prescription glasses.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, no, those wouldn't be ours. And I said, well, it's probably best if you keep them because I'm sure they'll call you looking for them.
I see. Okay.
And he's like, oh, yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, Jay, had I known that.
Sure, yeah.
Heck, yeah, I would have used them. Dang it.
Yeah, sorry about that. I thought you heard it. It was kind of like a little panicked look for him at the end. But
no, yeah. Man, I was.
You're busy.
I was deaf.
You had to what?
Apple's Find My Device app. We've used it before. Jay, you found your Apple Watch that way, right?
No.
That's right. You never found
don't
it.
Have it.
Still missing.
Right, it's with your keys.
Yeah, it is. Missing. Yeah. Thanks, Apple. You're great.
Well, this lady left her AirPods on a plane.
Wow.
It's not what you want to do, right?
No, they say check the pockets, check around you, check your surroundings. You don't want to leave anything behind.
But she left them behind.
Yeah. Go back on a plane.
No.
Then she did the old, let's find my device.
Yes.
Let's find where my AirPods are.
Good idea.
And she was a little shocked to see where her AirPods were at because they were?
Mexico.
Her sock drawer.
Sock drawer for a five.
You know what? That was not it.
Ah. Mexico, good guess. I'm going to go with East Lansing, Michigan.
Oh, good.
East Lansing.
Good one.
Wouldn't that be something? Steve, what do you got? Where do you think her iPods were?
Or AirPods.
AirPods.
iPods? Mm. AirPods.
Yeah.
So different.
Yep.
They are, yeah.
Several decades.
True.
I thought this game would be easier. I forgot that producer Steve, for the first time in his life, went on a cruise last night.
Yes, no.
He was also with me, which means it takes way longer.
Uh-huh.
Most people can just leave at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
We had to load all the gear, do all the things,
yep.
And then, of course, had to stop and get a drink afterwards.
Yep.
What else?
What'd you get? What did you say you got, Steve?
Oh, a lemonade.
Large, extra large?
Jay, I bought him. This is at Jack in the Box, where their drinks are huge. And I got him a large lemonade, and I thought, no chance that Steve, he sucked that thing down before we got to Post Falls.
Good man, Steve.
Because I was very thirsty. And I was like, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was so proud of him because he usually doesn't drink any fluid.
Right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
But he needed it.
Boy, yeah.
And he must like lemonade.
Oh, baby.
Okay. Well, her AirPods were found, according to the little device, at Rikers Island Complex.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
does that would have been what my that guess. Is?
Yeah, that's a prison.
It's the biggest jail facility in New York.
Oh, that's a little odd.
It's located in the Bronx, and that's exactly where they were.
What the heck? Get them back?
She posted, you know, look at this. This is where my AirPods are at. And they're thinking, well, how did they get there?
Right.
And if an inmate has it, or an offender, if you will, how did they get him in? You probably don't want to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. So I don't know if she's trying to get him back or if that's one you just go, yeah, I'll get a different
pair.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they say? Possession is 9/10 of the law?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that actually right, though?
I mean, it's the accurate saying
unless,
that you
unless
you
don't
said.
Have the title.
Sounds like
if
that
you
was
do
a
not
little
have the
too
title,
personal.
Yeah, that Monty, that seemed like it might have led to a story.
It seemed like it.
No, I just
like I had a vehicle
making
once.
Just making an observation. Something's got a title,
right? Yeah, yeah. It's sure. Probably never happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that all checks out. No shady behavior from you.
No, of course not.
Today is National French Fry Day.
Oh, nice.
That's a real easy one to celebrate,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Stick a French fry in your mouth, eat it. Where will you eat a French fry today?
Thanks, Kevin.
And then maybe you won't do it, but let's just participate.
I mean, I had them last night at 10:30. Does
I
that
want
count?
French fries from blank. Yeah, you better believe it
okay,
does.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
I mean,
you
there's a
still
early.
Have some today.
Yeah, I agree.
Where did you get them? McDonald's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's tempting, right? Because that's open on the way home.
It's open. We drove by. We didn't have dinner. We're like, well, I guess that's happening.
Get some French fries.
Yeah, it sure did.
It sure did.
Brewster, what fry would talk to you today?
Well, tonight I will definitely have some at the VFW.
What kind of fries do you guys do at the VFW? Are they the...
Normally the thinner ones.
Classic.
Thinner. Okay,
just the
yeah.
Classic
okay.
Fry. Yeah, that's classic. Weird. I would never would have guessed that. I would have thought they were going crazy there at the VFW.
Curly?
Right, obviously.
Warren, where do you want to get a fry from today?
Hello? I guess Mackey's Cake and Steak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the VFW tonight.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Use everybody else's answer.
Golly sakes.
Why, he seemed aggressive there, didn't it? Yeah, he just went at
well,
you
Well, it was
hard,
just
yeah.
That thing where it was like I okay. Realized that Warren's answers were because he had just heard your guys' answers.
Okay, wise guy.
Get him, Warren. Get him.
The Styrian Restaurant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take that.
That is a great answer.
Except. They don't have fries anymore. They're closed.
They're closed now.
Oh, they are?
Well, yeah, they've been open since Bruce and I were toddlers.
How about just Didier's then?
They don't. Yeah. They do potato chips.
Oh, well, that's
dang it. Monty, where are you getting the French fry from today?
Wearing the shirt, Kevin.
Oh, and he's got, what has he got?
Zips.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Oh, wearing the shirt, Kevin.
That's
wearing the
right
shirt.
That's a great shirt,
it's
Monty.
A red shirt. That's why I'm wearing it.
Yeah, well played.
Really is. Okay.
You also Steve. Knew it was Friday, so it was red, yeah, and
right,
it's Friday.
And Friday.
And it's Friday.
And that's not a joke.
By the way, good job on whoever does the days to making Friday on a Friday. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Very important.
It would be kind of dumb. It's like, hey, it's National Friday, and it's Tuesday.
What?
Dumb.
And what? It's Tuesday. Huh?
What French fry would float your boat today, Steve?
I would say an Arby's. French
yes.
Fries.
Ooh, Arby's.
They have the
curly fries.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all you're thinking? Fries. Yeah. Well, the crinkle ones are also very
They're
good.
They're very good. Mm. That's a great answer.
Yes. I think crinkle the best for the dip then because it holds the most?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
I think that's fair, right?
Yeah, it's science.
And I'm going to go with my
it's
just
the science.
Simple
thank
science.
Steve.
Food. I think I'm going to go with the Five Guys.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Steve introduced me to Five Guys a while back.
Yeah, what were their names?
And I was just like, yeah, for some reason when you said fried today, that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Oh. And did you get a regular order of fries?
Yes.
Okay, and did they put them in a paper bag?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot more than can go in that little bag, isn't
there?
Oh,
yeah, they just keep dumping
them
in.
They dump them in.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
Crazy good.
For 20 bucks, you better get them.
Yeah.
Lori and I went there a couple of weeks ago, and I ordered two fries. It's like I didn't need two fries.
Right.
One would have done it.
I do love that, though. Even last night when my wife and I were sharing fries, and then you realize that in the bag there's those bonus ones.
Mm.
Feels like a good day at that point.
Yeah.
You're like, man, life is good. I got three extra fries, and it probably just fell out of the bag, but it's fine.
Doesn't matter.
No, it just makes you feel good.
Yeah, still bonus.
Yeah, bonus fries are the best fries.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, Bruce, you got a good neck
That's
on you.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Our forecast update here is brought to you by R&R RV. Another heat warning for today. You've been warned.
No, I'm Warren.
Oh, you've been warned.
Oh.
My cousin Dan says Taco Bell makes nacho fries.
Thank you, Dan.
There you go.
Looks like 97 today. Close to 100 tomorrow, 97 on Sunday. Then 94, 97, 100, 98, 98 for the next 10 days or so.
Well, perfect.
We're locked in. Average temperature for this time of year is what, Producer Steve?
83.
That's exactly right.
Wow, is it?
Yeah, well done. Well done. So let's give it to him.
Oh,
give it to
wow.
Him. Yeah.
Steve.
83.
Steve,
yeah, let's
Steve,
give it to him. Steve. Well done, Steve.
Yeah. What actually is it?
83.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you didn't think I gave you a credit and then would lie about it.
Well, we didn't pinky promise. So.
Oh, that's right. Pinky promise. I heard about
means that. Means it all. Well, last night was the cruise. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but oh, man. The Love Boat. Starring Producer Steve. Yeah. Exciting and new. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're expecting you.
We're expecting you.
It's good quality right there.
That is.
Steve, your first cruise, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was great.
All right.
Kevin to break.
Yeah. No, I think, it was ran very smoothly. Kevin was nice enough to drive me over there, which was very nice. Appreciate the ride, yeah. And get that lemonade at the end of the night, which was good, too. And got a hug from Sean.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That was great. Met him for the first time.
From What's Sean, it? That's a big hug.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We were eye to eye when we hugged.
Oh,
he picked you up. Standing on a table then?
No, I was standing on the boat, and he was standing on the dock.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's right. I forgot about that. You were up on the boat. And so when he walked up, that was actually pretty funny. I was like, oh, look, Steve looks tall.
Yeah, it was nice. And we kind of hugged over the railing.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. So that was nice. Got to meet him. Got to talk to him a little bit. Met some very nice people.
Did you dance or anything?
Jay, you know the answer to that.
Huh.
And the answer is, oh, yeah.
I had a moment with Producer Steve because, you know, I'm
DJing. I feel like you had many moments.
And we're back, you know, behind. We have, like, some tape up, some police caution tape.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay out. Just because it gets, you know. We don't need anybody back there. We're
right.
We're DJing and doing the thing and breaking equipment and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, but Steve was back there, and it's all of our staff. It was like our staff members and then my son and his girlfriend. That was it.
Yeah.
And Steve just kept standing back there talking to everybody. And I finally go, Steve, you know all these people. And I point out on the boat where it's just packed full of people.
Right.
I said, you don't know any of those people. And they want to get to know you.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Yeah, get out there and dance it up.
And then to his credit, he got out there. And, he had this thing where he wanted me to play Shout.
Yeah.
I said, Steve, I'm not playing Shout. Because Shout doesn't work unless somebody really gets into it.
Correct.
And he's like, I'll be in charge of it.
Yeah.
I'll get everybody going.
Steve.
Now this... I still told him, okay, I'll wait till late in the night and then I'll do it. But before that, Steve just got out there and started dancing, I guess.
Well, I mean, some define it as that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
You were having a blast. You had like a circle of people around you.
Oh, man.
They were all yelling and cheering. Yeah. I mean, hold on. I've been sent a couple videos from people.
It's a wonder that Sean didn't pick you up and put you on his shoulders.
I had, there was a couple people standing around where I was while Steve was leading the song Shout.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the people goes, he's just so adorable.
Oh,
and I was like, that's the perfect description. Steve's adorable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you say that the Friday crew thinks this?
I did. I said, everybody who knows Steve for more than 30 seconds.
It's hard to, you just want to go out and pinch his cheek a little bit.
He's just adorable. Yeah, he's just
now,
as cute as a button.
I need video of the Shout performance from Producer Steve. So if anybody has video of that, send it to us.
Oh, I think my wife has video, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to get video of Steve doing Shout.
That's crazy. Your this wife is has
the,
video?
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah.
This is the end of. One of Steve's dancing performances, and you can hear the joy that he is giving to people. Hold on.
Hey. Steve was literally in the middle of the boat, and all the people surrounding him, as if he was like Elvis.
Well,
I mean, good point, Warren. Yeah, I know. He pretty much was.
Yep.
And he, to your credit, Steve, you didn't just do it halfway. I mean, he was all in.
Oh, Jay, if I'm going to dance.
Oh, I'm going to dance.
No, here's the thing. Here's
we'll be
what
posting
happened.
Videos of Steve's, you know, being the maestro of the dancers on the cruise.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Well, let me tell you, Jay, and everybody else.
Yes, sir.
I was so hydrated.
What is that?
Hydrated.
Yeah. Oh. That I was able to do what I was able to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, when you get dragged out on the dance floor.
Right.
You know, it just takes one person. Then you're dancing. Yeah. You're getting warmed up. Yeah. You're feeling good.
Right.
And, you know, I was all ready to go by the time Kevin played Shout.
Yeah.
And,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really got after it. It was. Quite a deal. I cannot wait to post all the video. Oh, now I've got video coming from your wife.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I figured she probably sent it to you.
Perfect.
When you said your wife, I looked at Steve. What?
Yeah, he got married on the cruise last night. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Steve.
I may or may not have seen Steve receive a kiss last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is that really?
Yeah. Steve.
Steve, huh?
Steve.
Come
on, Steve. Huh?
No, there was no shenanigans. No.
Go on, get, shoot.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Whoa. Easy, Monty.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought maybe I saw a little peck on the cheek. I maybe have been imagining things. Nice. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because, Steve, did you have any alcohol last night?
No, man. I was so hydrated.
Yeah.
You didn't have a thing.
Now, what does that mean, so hydrated?
Oh, I'm, you know, full of water.
He just finally decided to actually hydrate and drink water in preparation for the cruise so that he wouldn't pass out.
Did you have a soda pop or anything? Or?
Oh, no.
You don't drink pop?
No, I do. I do.
An orange.
I'm addicted.
Yeah, okay, he has Orange Crush stuff.
And is that what it is, Orange? Orange Crush?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see you drink anything on the cruise at all.
Not even water. That's why you drank a gigantic lemonade on the way home.
Yeah, I actually wasn't very hydrated. That's, yeah.
Well, good work, Steve. You did great. You were everybody's entertainment.
Well, thanks.
I mean, no, that's, I mean,
yeah, it's no, okay. That's great.
That's okay.
Steve. You embraced it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
I mean, after all, you're part of the Jay and Kevin show.
You want to reenact it? We could play you a little bit of Shout.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
It is super early in the morning, but I'll do it.
Let's go.
Get on. Let's go.
Bruce, turn around. Oh, wait. Steve, turn around. Wow. Let's go, Steve. Come on now.
Oh, man.
That's great. He actually did it.
Wearing me out. Just watch it.
I know.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
And it kind of reminds me of a parrot bobbing.
Well, that wasn't the right part.
It wasn't. So, I didn't get you to the Shout part. My bad.
But, yeah.
Now I'm tired, though.
And when Monty used to dance, he's a good dancer,
right,
too.
Right, yeah.
Very good dancer.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, it was a great time on the cruise. Thanks to everybody for being there. That was a fun time and a great night. The weather was ideal. It was all in all fantastic, except for that one toilet.
Oh, uh-oh. Except for that one.
Just that one toilet.
Luckily, I was right where you could smell it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever thought, I wonder what Kevin thinks about that?
Daily.
Kevin James.
Bruce.
What?
You probably have never thought of that, or you
no,
have?
No, I never thought of that.
Yeah, attaboy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you missed part of the show, you can always listen to the podcast. That way you can catch the show whenever you need it. Could be midnight. Could be on the way home for a cruise, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And then you get done listening, and you think to yourself,
very nice.
Yeah. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I did see where Carly Pierce says she has a shoe thing and a purse thing. I don't think
those are her little guilty pleasures.
Yeah, and I don't think that's necessarily uncommon.
Oh, heavens no.
No.
But she said she buys so many shoes and then she won't wear them. She's like, I bought them because I thought I was going to wear them. Then I put them on and I don't like them. And she still has she'll still have stickers or tags on them, whatever the case might be. But she doesn't get rid of them because it makes the display of shoes look pretty.
Huh. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Based on color and style, she'd be like, well, I can't get rid of them because look at how good they look in that in the shoe rack.
I remember the time I came out to your house and you go, Warren, come here and look at my shoes.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I know.
Yeah, all
I
the
know.
Time.
It was wonderful.
You're impressed.
I kind of do that with tools.
You know, can't get rid of them because it looks good together that way.
Oh, yeah. You can put the
Yeah, you took me out in the shop and showed me your tools.
That's right.
It's a nice display.
Yeah, so the display in her closet looks nice, so she can't get rid of some of the shoes because it has just a good color and style balance.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's a different. Huh. That's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
I have a.
What do you got there, Kevin?
Sad news, but also a big thank you.
Okay.
According to reports from NBC News and the Wall Street Journal.
Oh wow! Oh,
yeah, look at that.
Redbox
page two.
Yeah,
is gone.
Oh really?
No. Really?
Redbox to shut down after 22 years of business.
Really.
As the parent
company. Is
that how
long that's been around?
22 years of Redbox. Now, Bruce, do you know what Redbox is?
Is that a video thing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Video thing.
Very good job, Bruce.
Okay.
And we owe them a thank you.
Sure.
And probably Redbox, a couple DVDs.
They changed the game, man. If you think about the little rental kiosks and how great they were.
Oh, yeah.
They were the first one to do anything like that. Where you could just go to a little box, a video store didn't have to be open, and you could rent whatever movie you wanted and just take it home.
I think they saved my life one time.
Oh?
Who? Is that right? Ooh. How?
We were driving to Minnesota, and the kids were out of movies, and we were like, oh, no, we didn't bring the movies we thought we brought. And we got off the freeway and went and rented one. And then we just took it with us, and then we just returned it to the Red Box when we got to Minnesota.
Oh,
and it was
nice.
Like, believe me, when you have three small children, nothing to watch,
that's
and another 12 hours to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, Red Box saved my life. Yeah. Thank you, Red Box.
That is a life saver.
Yes, Warren?
Did you ever, if you go online and look, you know, movies for sale,
and
they sell them. Like the price you can rent them for, they sell them.
Oh, sometimes. Yeah, if you want to buy the DVDs, yeah. Uh-huh.
I believe
gently used, yeah.
I've done that.
Redbox was the beginning of the end for Blockbuster.
It was.
Yeah.
Monte, it was part
That's
of that.
True.
I mean, streaming ultimately killed it, I think.
Right, right.
But, you don't know, the on-demand movies, whatever. But,
right.
Well,
yeah, you're right. Redbox was the big, big competition. It was sad to see a Blockbuster go.
Yeah.
It was like an end of an era, and now this is an end of another era.
Well, and then Netflix with the send-you DVDs.
Yeah,
in the mail.
Yeah,
and then you returned them in the mail.
Right, that was
and
cool.
That was to compete with. Oh, there's so many competitors, but yeah, that was it.
Well, goodbye, Redbox, and thank you for all you've
done. It is. Really? Yeah, it's just kind of weird to see it go away.
Thank you, Kevin. I did not.
No,
hear that
well, 24,000 DVD kiosks nationwide.
What will they do with all the DVDs?
Will be shut down, but they say no word yet when they will. Shut down all the kiosks.
Warren, look for those DVDs on sale at a marketplace
sure
near you.
Yes, I
Are you
sure
a big
will.
Buy DVD guy?
Well, on movies I really like.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
A lot of Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to buy them because they're on every 5 minutes and then you get a chance to see
Seven
them again.
Channels.
I think I'll write one. I think I'll write one for Hallmark.
Yeah, you got the clock
go?
Down. Yeah, well, how did it work again?
Well, people come to this, you know, they're all going in high school, and then they all disperse. One goes in the military, one goes here, one goes there. And one has to come back. He's extremely successful.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back, and he goes.
So it's like his hometown or something?
Yeah, his hometown. Okay. He comes back, and, oh, I remember you, Sarah. And Sarah goes, well, I remember, too, but you were kind of a butt.
Yeah. Sarah didn't like him because he was a jerk in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he learned the ways by being out in the world.
Sure. He grew up, yeah.
He grew up, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then winter came. And
Is
they
Sarah
went
very pretty or no?
Very pretty.
Weird.
Very, very mm-hmm. pretty.
But and still, but alone.
Alone. Mm-hmm. And, she,
and
he's
book smart.
Very, yeah, very yeah. book smart. And he's very handsome.
He's a handsome man.
He could have any girl he wanted, but Sarah kind of struck his fancy when
imagine
he
that, yeah.
Well, wasn't he going to buy the family farm and tear it down or something?
you forgot that part.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Because they were going to build a shopping mall there.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah, they're going to build a shopping mall.
Right.
Where and the family farm was?
Well, he was. Remember, he was the financier of the shopping mall, but then after Sarah talked to him, he changed his mind and wanted to keep the family farm there because
she
meant a lot to the family.
She blinked her big pretty eyes at him and everything, and so Christmas came, and they went Christmas shopping, and then
it was around Christmas. That's weird.
Yeah. And then they fell in love and got married.
No way.
I know. Really?
Let's hear it for him.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was really.
Yeah.
Boy, what a I never would have guessed
and
the ending.
By the way, he took over the family farm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course he did.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Then I laugh, you know, I'm laughing about it. Like I'm talking.
Like you're literally talking to someone.
Somebody's there, but there's not.
Kevin James.
I don't know if that's sad or normal.
You can call me if you want. I mean, if you really need to.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday crew is here today. There's Bruce. He's right there.
I'm here.
And then there's Monty and Warren over
Hello
here
and
on this side. And you guys are awesome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Monty. Hello, Warren.
Hello,
good
Jay.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. Thank Warren's going on a vacation soon, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congrats on your vacation.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah. What?
What? What? Oh, he's been doing that to me all day. He's in my what? What?
I'm checking his hearing
well,
all day.
Oh, I like that.
Pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah. Not bad for a whisper.
Yeah. Do you have to take, this is my, I'm not trying to be anything other than just a real question.
Okay.
Okay. Huh. That was a terrible lead-in, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yeah, kind of was.
It seems like you're up to something.
Kind of was, Jay.
I felt like it was sounded like I was going to say something bad.
Yeah.
I have a real question.
Okay.
You have a birthday coming up.
Yes, sir.
Is it a zero birthday?
Yes, yes, it is.
What's the deal with the driver's test then?
Driver's test then?
Because he was like, you know, testing your hearing. I mean, once you turn how old you're going to turn, do they make you test? How does that work?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you know, Kevin?
No, I
get him online
now,
I think.
There is something, I feel like it's renew 72, him. But I
is that
don't,
what it is?
I
did
don't
Did you have
know.
To do
no.
anything, Bruce?
No, Bruce, you didn't have to do anything extra?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
Yeah, you guys okay. should be fine.
Yes, no, carry on.
Okay, never mind. I was I just curious.
I think I'm
I was.
Still,
I didn't know if there was a thing in Washington or Idaho where, you know, once you reach a certain age, you got to retest. I didn't know if that was the case.
Yeah, maybe, it's 100, Jay.
Maybe we should.
It's
what?
A, it's 100.
It's 100, yes. Yeah. Well, at that point, yes.
And I just thought, if they did do that, and you wouldn't get your driver. Wouldn't it be fun just take some old clunker in there to get tested? And
intentionally try to lose your driver's license?
Well, yeah, you know, parallel park, so you pull up, you know, steering wheel to steering wheel. Yeah, just a minute. Hold on, I got it.
It would be fun, yeah.
You know what? It says right here, drivers at the age of 65 or older can only renew their license in person.
Oh.
And must take a vision test.
You know, I don't believe that because I've been doing it online.
Yeah, well, that's frightening.
Yeah.
That says January 7th,
2024. Oh, it's brand new.
And or road test will be given if warranted by a vision, health, or medical screening.
I see. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Also known as an accident. Yeah. All right, let's play a little catchphrase here. What are our teams? Steve, do you want to play?
I mean, I made the words, so...
Well, somebody's got to give the clues. Kevin, should we have Steve play?
I'm fine with that. It sounds like
Here,
he
Monty.
Doesn't want to.
Since he doesn't want to play, you get to play, Steve. Congratulations.
Oh, great.
Warren, you and Bruce can be captains. Pick your teams. You can also pick Steve or I, but Steve and I can't be on the same team. Or, no, actually, we can because somebody else can be the reader.
I hate this pressure.
Sounds Warren, complicated.
Warren, pick a person.
Kevin James.
Oh, God, you woke me up.
Hey, Daniels.
All right, there we go, Bruce. Back to you, Warren.
Monty Turitsky.
All right, Monty.
Steven.
All right, Steven. All right, so Bruce, myself, and Steven are the one team. And then, Warren, who did you like to give the clues for your team? It's you, Kev, and Monty.
Monty. Okay, Monty, give the clues.
Here's the cards, Monty.
Yeah, that's right, Monty.
You guys
you come
start.
In here and you give
you
me clues.
Start.
You got clues.
Rock, paper, scissors. See who goes first. You two right there. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready again.
One, two, three.
Okay. Hey.
All right. Would you like to go first or second, Warren?
I want to go second.
Yeah.
Monty wants to go second. Pretty bad.
Yeah. I just right. I want to see what we're up against.
Let's go, Warren.
Knowing your competition.
Okay. Bruce, it's you and me, and Steve's going to give the clues. We have 60 seconds on the clock. We get as many as we can get. Steve, give as many clues as you need to get. Are we going to allow passing, Kevin, and deduct a point?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Deduct a point if we pass.
Oh.
All right. Here we go, Brewster. Me and you. All right, Steve, let's do it.
Okay. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The opposite of queen.
King.
Animal. Oh, that was right, by the way. Animal that's black and white.
Skunk.
Pretty big. It was on the loose here not too long ago.
Zebra.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Mr. Spacely?
The Jetsons.
George
Jetson.
Yes, correct. Oh. This is what you use to travel to different countries.
Your passport.
Correct. This is baseball team here in Washington.
Mariners?
Oh, Mariners, yeah.
Yep, well, full name, I guess.
Seattle Mariners.
Yeah. Pinky and the... Oh, you don't know that.
Pinky?
It's what's in your head.
Thoughts, brain?
Brain, yeah.
Pinky and the brain.
cartoon, Peter Griffin, Stewie...
You know those characters? Family Guy.
Yeah, Family Guy. The dentist is always telling you to do this. Not brush your
floss.
Teeth.
Floss.
Yep.
No floss.
The planet we live on.
Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. How many do we get there?
Nine.
Nine. Thank you,
wow,
Warren.
Nine.
Number nine. Number nine.
Thank you for the
number nine.
Good clue, Steve. Good clue, Steve. Yeah, good clue.
It would help that I knew them.
Did well, it? Okay.
Maybe
you
a little.
You did a great job.
Monty, yeah. You are up. Right. You have 60 seconds on the clock. Here you go, Warren and Kevin. You got to beat nine, and here we go.
All right. Bruce hunts them.
Deer.
Deer.
Brides carry them in.
Okay.
Yep. A trilogy fantasy show from the 90s.
Star Wars? Trek?
No, it's Gandalf. Gandalf was the head wizard. Come on.
Oh. You can pass.
It's a trilogy.
I do not know.
Pass.
I know, but I can't think of it.
Compilation of lunch and breakfast.
Brunch.
Brunch.
Nice. Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Four quarts equal A.
Gallon.
Another pass. Spring into
summer.
Fall. Spring into summer.
What? Oh, that wasn't it.
Yeah, no, that was it. I'm going on to the next one. sorry, I guess I should have said you got it right.
Alrighty then.
Bruce. Jim Carrey.
Thank you. Yes.
Kevin
got it
at the buzzer. Seven so, minus two. You got five.
Yeah. Five.
Niner with the win.
Hey! What was the...
Is it Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Ah. That was from the 90s?
I don't know. I think it was.
Oh, boy. I don't know for sure.
When he was saying that, I thought of Todd Locke because he always wanted me to come and watch that with him.
And you never did.
No.
Never
and
watched
now
him.
And now he's, unfortunately, he's gone, but at least I don't have to watch the show.